All right, guys, it's time to talk about your low demand issue in the marketplace and what you can do to combat it. So the demand is lower than it was through like all the money that got put into COVID. If you look at Google Trends, if you look at your phone calls, you probably noticed that there's been a slide down in the first 6 months of 2023, and now you're trying to figure out how to get more calls. Well, and then when you try and throw more money at PPC and throw more money into ads, those calls come, but they come at a premium price that you might not have been prepped to pay. Sadly, that's where the market is. That's just kind of like what we have to do. But the biggest problem that I see with all of this is most of the people who are struggling for the phone call never did the brand building in the first place to make their company known in their community. And when you do that, you get the call without having to pay Google for it. So, and this all starts with just branding your company well. I've had so many consults lately with guys who are struggling because demand is low. And if you take a look at their website, if you take a look at their vans, if you take a look at their logo and the way that they put themselves out there, they're showing pictures of water heaters, of pipe projects, of trenches being dug. They're showing pictures of their van with like a tiny little logo on the back. You go to their website and it doesn't have any call now buttons, and all it's saying is like, your plumber in this area, but there's nothing special about any of them. So many plumbers are struggling because they're doing nothing to break the pattern and break the mold and rise their company out of the noise. So how do you do that? It takes a really good first step forward that you probably should have launched with your company, but it's not something you can't do now. And it's something that's more important than it used to be. And it's all about branding. So if your company name is too generic, if your company logo is too generic, if your van wraps are non-existent or too generic, you're going to just end up in the sea of plumbers and everybody's going to be fighting for the call. And there's no reason for the customer to actually pick you over someone else, right? And then you end up playing the review game, which for some of you is going to be harder than others. Some of you have been at this game for a long time. You understand that reviews are part of the process and you are sitting on over 100 reviews, right? But some of you are like struggling to get above 20. Get above 50. And you're the kind of company that has to try harder to get those calls, because the minute somebody goes to Google, it becomes a value proposition of star rating and review count, right? They just see two companies. There's no loyalty there. But if you have a brand and you have awareness sitting in your community, people are going to skip the Google button. They're going to go straight to your company button. So the other side of these conversations is I've had some companies come and had me take a look at their branding, and their branding doesn't match the customer. It's aggressive. It's grungy. It's better suited to like motorsports than it is to your affluent residential customer, right? And so I see that all the time as well, because plumbers are usually cut from a similar cloth who start a company because they have a skill set. But you have to realize that your job as a business owner is to meet your customer, not to meet your personal preferences, right? So when you are setting up your brand, if your brand looks aggressive, you're excluding one of your core demographics. Your core demographic is going to be the woman at home who has children, who can't get their husband to do the work, or their husband doesn't know how to do the work, and they're tired of waiting for a fix, or they just want it fixed immediately. That is the best customer you can get, because they end up just saying, please fix it. I don't care what it costs. So you don't get any price kickback. And if you serve them well, they will be a customer for 10 to 15 years, right? And then you make money year over year on this person who came to you. But you have to attract them first. And if you're not doing that with your branding, you're missing out. And in a market that is down, you have to fight harder. And if your brand doesn't stand out, you have to fight even harder. And the only way to counteract that is by spending a bucket load of money on advertising. But if you have a brand that pops out, guess what? You're remembered because you have cool colors, an interesting character, or an interesting message to say. You're sticky in someone's head, which means they don't have to see you as many times, which means you don't have to spend as much money to get the same amount of traction. And if you do spend the same amount of money, you are going to be way further than the other companies in your market. And that's what I want to see happening with you companies who are trying to figure out what to do next. like spin your message, spin your logo. Really, you have to break the pattern and you have to pop out of the market. That is the best thing that any company can do. And the ones who started out this way, those guys tend to survive. Like those guys tend to be, like people kind of just get attracted to them. And the ones that don't start out this way, well, then they end up reaching a stall. And when the market gets tough, they stall hard. And they have to fight so hard to get every single phone call that, and they don't know what to do. But they aren't set up. They don't have the foundations in place yet to really attract the customer that they want and they need. So they have to go back. About the only thing they can do is spend more money on ads and try and reactivate their old customers through communication. And most of those guys, I'll tell you, you aren't reactivating your list enough. Like you need to go back and you need to nurture the people who have hired you before to build that loyalty. Because if you don't have a sticky brand, like they're the minute that they see someone else who looks more attractive, they're going to go for that person. So I'm going to be talking about this a lot. Like I'm going to be harping on this for you guys because it's so fundamental in the world of relationship building. And that's all that business is. Business is just building a connection with other people. And so I really want to make sure that you are powerful in your marketplace purely by your personality and who you are. And that will set you up for the future for years and years and years. And it'll make your path forward so much easier, especially when you're looking at a downturn in the market. So go out strong, go out pop. Like you need to be visual. You need to speak into the void and you need to be memorable. If you aren't working on those things, you're going to pay a premium and you're probably not going to have very much more traction than you want. And we all want to see you succeed. So that's my advice, given what we're seeing in the market. We're returning to 2018 and 2019 levels. So do me a favor, put your best foot forward. I'm Tyler Williams. I run Mammoth for Plumbers or Mammoth Marketing. We run marketing for plumbers and we try and help plumbers put their best foot forward so that way they can succeed in the long term. Now, I do consults for plumbers. So if you want to schedule one, I'd be happy to sit down and talk to you about how you can approach your market. They're free and they're meant as guidance for you. Think of them as plumbing therapy. So you can go to mammothforplumbers.com and there's a link there for you to schedule one. I'll hope to talk to you soon.